Look around you. Look outside. The sun is shining where I am in Virginia today. The sun is shining. The flowers are starting to bloom a little bit. The leaves are coming out on the trees. The time has changed. The days are getting longer. It would be 8, 9 o'clock before it even gets dark. Change is awesome. But with that come season changes. That means we go from warm to cold. Cold to warm, warm to cold. We didn't even get winter here. We didn't even get snow. Well, it was cold, but we didn't even see snow this year. No ice, no anything. What in the world? Hey, this is Ashley. Welcome to Unscripted Conversations. This is episode 6. It's week 7. It should have been episode 7, but with all that changing and the seasons changing and it getting colder and hotter, your girl was sick last week. Oh my goodness. I always get sick when it goes from hot to cold and then back to hot to cold, hot to cold, and it flips back and forth. That's when I get sick every single time. Are you like that? Change. Things change. How do you feel about change? It's funny because when we grow up, we are in middle school. And do you remember middle school? Middle school was horrible. Oh my goodness. I can only speak for myself in middle school. But in middle school, I had curly hair. My mom, like, I have naturally curly hair, but my mom insisted that I get a perm. So literally people were calling me very ugly names about me having curls on my head that stood straight out and straight up. I had glasses, and I'm talking about big old thick ones too. And I don't know what I was thinking, but they were bright red. Your teeth are coming in. Your body is changing. I was chunky. I was chunky. Oh my goodness. I'm chunky now. I'm living it again, but it's okay. So middle school was crazy. People were so mean. Oh my goodness. They picked on you. You picked on them. Everybody tried to retaliate. You were just trying to make it through, right? And you have this set of friends and you were going to be friends with them forever. You were going to grow up and you were going to do this and you were going to do that. And you were going to have a house on the same block. Does this sound familiar? Then you go to high school, and between 8th grade middle school and 9th grade high school, I don't know what clicked, what happened. I was working in, well, I wasn't really working. I was technically working, but we had to volunteer so many hours before we could graduate high school. I went to a private school, and that was just what you had to do. So for my volunteer time, I went down and worked in a nursing home. I loved it. I assisted the activities director. It was so fun. I ran around that whole place all summer and I didn't pack a lunch, but I could eat the cafeteria food that the residents were eating. Probably why I lost a ton of weight. But I didn't get any taller. That didn't happen. But I got contacts and I got skinny. Wow. Blossomed. First day of 9th grade, I was completely different looking. I went from this huge curly headed person looking like Don King when I woke up in the morning and had glasses, thick bottle cap glasses and chunky, to this really skinny pretty girl. My hair chilled out a little bit. It was a little bit wavy, still a little curl, but I figured out what a curling iron was and a blow dryer and started wearing makeup in a nice fashion, natural fashion. Because, you know, in middle school, we were just experimenting and those pink eyeshadows and blue eyeshadows. Wow. Those were the days, the 90s. That's all you got to say, right? So I blossomed into this chick, but the friends that I had in middle school weren't my friends when I got to high school. And literally, it wasn't that much of a change difference. It's not like you're moving from one building to another. Well, technically, you did move from a building to another. But my high school and middle school that I went to was a little, I don't even know, 7 or 8 buildings together. And it was, you know, middle school was in this couple of buildings and then high school was in the other and there was a gym and we all used the same gym. So, I mean, it wasn't a big transition phase all the way down the road. You see some middle schools, but you had the same friends and they went to high school and then they stopped being your friend and you couldn't figure out why. What happened? Have you ever had a friend in your life that you thought would just be in your life forever? I was saying earlier, you middle school years and then high school years. We're going to grow up. We're going to be best friends. We're going to go to the same college. We're going to be roommates. We're going to marry brothers. We're going to live on the same block. We're going to have kids together. They're going to be best friends. You have this picture in your life, right? Do you remember your teens? You knew you had life completely figured out. Completely. You knew what was going to happen. And that was it. Nobody else could tell you any difference. Not like your mom and dad have ever been there. What are they talking about? They didn't know anything. You knew it. You knew how your life was going to be. Then in your 20s, you thought you were making decisions and choices that would be the same for the rest of your life, right? This is what's going to happen. I'm going to marry this guy. I'm dating him and we're going to get married. We're going to have a house here. It's going to be a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom house, 2-story, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about. You felt it. You've been there. You've done that. You've raised kids and grandkids. They're doing the same thing now. They do not even listen, right? And then you graduate from college or high school and you get a job and you think that that's going to be your job for the rest of your life. That's what you're going to do, right? And then your life does a complete 180. How do you adapt? I know mine did. Mine completely did. I grew up. I always worked. Always worked. Whether it was selling bridal gowns and prom dresses, or working in the doctor's office as a receptionist, or working at the nursing home. It's just, I wanted to be a neonatal nurse, right? But before that, I went to college for business and computer. I was going to run my own company. And you ready for this? A weird sock company. That's what I wanted to run. A weird sock company. You know, now of all the weird socks I see, I would have been like, man, that would have been awesome. That would have been totally great. I would have done well. But that was my dream. And then it shifted. After I had Cameron and Philip, I wanted to be a neonatal nurse. Again, I thought about it in high school. But we're back. I want to be a neonatal nurse. So I go to nursing school. That didn't happen. I'm not a neonatal nurse. I run a welding and construction company. How do you adapt? Why do you make the choices that you do? How do you keep working so hard and striving to make the same things work? I was going to nursing school. And why am I not nursing now? Because my mom was raising my kids. I had 2 boys. I went to nursing school during the day, and then I had a job at the same nursing home that I volunteered at in high school. Yeah, I went back to work there. I worked nights, 3 to 11. So when I woke up in the morning, I got ready, went to school or clinicals, and then went straight to work. By the time I got home from work, my kids were in the bed asleep. Most of the time in my bed asleep, sitting here scratching my head like, where am I supposed to sleep? But it's fine. I crawled up between the middle of them. But they were sleeping when I left. They were sleeping when I got home. I worked every other weekend. When did I see my kids? That was enough of that. I started being a home health nurse. I would travel and I was always off for my kids. I made my schedule work around them so I could pick them up from school. I could go to their ball games. I could go to the things that I needed to see at school, their class plays, their parent-teacher conferences. I made sure that I could do all of that. I sacrificed for my kids, right? Change. We do what we have to do because even though we have a plan, that's not always God's plan, right? I heard something the other day that is really smart. Only a fool thinks they can always do what they've always done. I don't even remember where I heard that, where I saw that. It could have been scrolling TikTok and wasting time, or it could have been on a meme, GIF. Who knows? I saw it somewhere and it stuck with me. Only a fool thinks that they can always do what they have always done. Change is going to happen. You're going to grow up. You're going to have to get a job. If you want anything, you're going to have your own house, pay your own bills. If you have your own children, they change. They grow up. Sometimes they change on the weekly basis. This is your supper. Eat it. I don't like that. Well, yesterday you did. Well, today I don't. Okay. Eat it anyways. That's what happens, right? God made you to be you. So if something that you're doing is not on your heart right now, if you totally do a 180 change in your job, I was a home health nurse. Now I'm running a welding and construction business. Hello. What in the world? God made you to be you, not your brother, not your sister, not your mother, your father, your aunt, your friends, your neighbors, whoever. You are you, and you are like no other person on this earth. No other person. The best thing you could ever do when it comes to change is listen. Everybody goes through changes. You got your life figured out. Okay, this is what I'm doing. I get up, I go to work, I do this. You know, I get off work and I do this, and this is how we do this. Well, then a wrench gets thrown in your plan, and this is not going to happen anymore. So now I need to make up. Well, oh my gosh, what in the world? Some people don't like change. Change is going to happen. Right now, we are going through a change. It was warm. Now it's becoming hot. We're in that middle transition period. It goes back and forth and back and forth, hot, cold, change, right? And you've all heard the saying, fall reminds us how good it is to change, because all the leaves fall off the trees, they die, the plants die, everything dies out. And then in the spring, what we're at right now, it's a change. They all grow, they bloom. The flowers, when they bloom, they're gorgeous. What about you? What about your life? You bloom. You are gorgeous. Your plan. What you're supposed to be doing. It's laid out. Do you know that before you were even born, before God created this earth, he knew who was going to be on the earth and how long they were going to be there. He knew what they were going to do. So that's me and you now. He has a plan that was set in stone and written a long time ago. And we don't have anything to do with that. Like I just said, one of the best things you can do when it comes to change is listen. Have you ever sat and listened to the older generation? And if you're listening to this, you might be in the older generation now. But the best thing we could ever do is grandparents or the older generation is just listen to them. You could learn so much just by listening to the older generation than what you are. They've been through so much. They've been through life a lot longer than we have. They've learned a thing or two. You've all heard that saying, oh my gosh, I've turned into my mother. That's me some days. Oh my goodness, that is me. Because, you know, I hear it when I'm talking to my kids on a regular basis. Go to college, get good grades, do what you're supposed to do, and worry about yourself. Don't worry about a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever, people, friends, like the kids in middle school. People are going to be mean to you. Don't worry about them. How many people do you honestly talk to on a regular basis now that you knew in elementary school or middle school or high school? How many people do you actually talk to? I tell them that all the time. When they were going through middle school, it won't matter. In 5 or 10 years, it will not matter. You probably never see or speak to them again. I am friends on social media with a lot of people that I went to high school with. I tell them happy birthday when Facebook prompts me to. But other than that, I don't really have that many conversations with a lot of them. Some of them I do talk to on a regular basis. But other than that, no. Everyone can learn from everyone else. The older generation needs to learn a new thing also. They need to learn from the younger generation. Technology is always changing. It amazes me how my mom cannot even figure out how to send an email sometimes. I'm like, Mom, hello. You did this at work for like ever. Why don't you know how to do it now? She knows how to do it. It's just technology has changed. It's different. It's advancing, right? And it's hard to adapt to the new things in this world. But the best thing you could ever learn are how things should be done. Work ethic, your values, how you act towards someone, how you feel towards someone, how things are done in the world. That's what the younger generation needs to learn from the older generation. When wisdom and zeal meet each other, powerful things happen. Oh boy, and this subject. One of the worst things you could ever do in your life is try to change the person you are married to. Sam and I have been together for 6 years. We just got married in September. So we literally, just the other day, he was like, "Ooh, we've been married for 6 months." I was like, "Oh, really? Wow, that's awesome." He keeps up with that stuff, not me. I'm weird. I don't know. But we've been together for 6 years and knock on wood, we have never had a fight. It's crazy, right? 6 years. And every time I say it, people are like, "Oh, you will. Don't worry. You will. And it'll hit you." Not really. The one thing I am so blessed with that man, is the ability to communicate. Communication is key with everything that you do. Everything. Whether you're driving down the road and you don't want to be called some idiot or some moron, make sure you put your turn signal on, right? Communicate. Put your brakes on. Not at the last second. Communicate. What do you do all day? You text. You're on social media. You're communicating. One of the biggest things in my marriage, my relationship with Sam, is communication. Are there things that he does that drive me absolute crazy? Yes. Are there things that I do that drive him absolutely crazy? You can better believe it. Yes. Sometimes I do it just out of spite. Like, "Hey, I wonder if I could push his buttons today." I've never seen him mad. I try sometimes and it just doesn't work. He's just so chill. The biggest thing I could say about Sam is his nesting problem. I think that's the biggest thing that gets under my skin. You can tell that he sits in a certain recliner because the table next to him, and I literally have put basket next to him, like, "Here you go. Here's a basket on the table. Here's a basket on the floor. Control, contain your nest." Does that work? No. They fill up. They spill over. "Here, here's another basket." That's what he does. He makes little nests. That's what I call them. It's just whatever it is, he's going to pile his junk up in that space. There's one by his side of the bed. There's one everywhere. With exception, I limit his nest. And I know that one of the times that I upset him greatly is when I make him, "You are cleaning up your nest today." But you know what? That's who he is. He is a bird. He makes nest. But I would never change that about him. And the moment that our communication breaks down and we start having trouble is when I try to change him. He is who he is. He is an amazing person. And that's who I fell in love with. He was my best friend before I even loved him. Like, literally, he was my best friend. I adapted to him. I loved him then. I love him now. Why change him? Changing people is impossible. God is the only one that can change us. You can talk to somebody all day long about what is bothering you, but you cannot truly change them. You cannot change who God made them to be. Sam, God made Sam to be a bird. He makes nest. That is who he is. And, you know, honestly, if that's one of the only things that I can say bad about him, there's probably three. He's a procrastinator. He makes nest. And I don't even know what the third thing is. So there's two. And if that's the only thing that I can complain about in our married life, then I think I got it pretty good. Make your nest, be a bird. Just, you can get mad at me once a month when I'm like, "If you don't clean up your nest, I'm going to throw everything away." Yeah, that's literally what I have to say. But we can't change who God made us be. Change is hard. It happens. I am not the person I was in middle school, thank goodness. I am not the person I was in high school, thank goodness again. I have matured. I have experienced things in life that has grown me and molded me into who I am. There have been some evil people in my past. I just wish I hadn't even met them. But you know what? They made me who I am today. They made me stronger. I'm sure there are people in your past that are the exact same. You can't change a person. We cannot change people. Turn your brain off and follow your heart. Stop trying to change people. Let them be. God will put what path we need to be on, or they need to be on their heart. And it is our job to nurture them and guide them. If they annoy us, we just love them from a distance. We talked about that. 2 Corinthians 10 is amazing. I like the Message version. This is what it says. The world is unprincipled. It's a dog-eat-dog out there. Isn't that the truth? The world doesn't fight. But we don't live to fight our battles that way. Never have, never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. Wow. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. That is deep. And that's 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, the Message version. That is deep. And it's true. It is a dog eat dog world out there. People are out for themselves. They want wealth. They want money. They want success. It doesn't matter who they have to trample on to get it. They want it. They will change and they will do anything necessary until they achieve that they want. But we're not supposed to fight our battles that way. We're not supposed to fight in a dog-eat-dog world. It's not about us. It's about God. So whenever you see somebody and they drive you crazy, instead of trying to change them, guide them onto their proper path. Introduce them to God. Today is Sunday. It's Palm Sunday. This week is all about change. From Palm Sunday, the crowd being so excited, waving palm branches, putting them down in front of a donkey that Christ came in their town on. It's a Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday, Spy Wednesday. Judas took 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. Then Monday, Thursday, the Last Supper, Passover, Good Friday. Good Friday, things changed, didn't they? Jesus was put on that cross and he was crucified to change the world. And what did he say? What were Jesus's last words? God, please forgive them, for they don't know what they did. They don't know what they're doing. They are sacrificing me, the lamb that was brought here for nothing but to teach others to change for the good, to be the good, to teach God's will, to teach the right way to live and treat others. And then there's Black Saturday. Quiet, mourning, waiting, and then on Sunday. He's not here. He is not here. He is risen. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? John 11. Thank you so much for listening to me and joining me on episode 6, talking about change. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here next week. Don't forget to hit that subscribe and ring the bell. Thanks, y'all.